We are live. Malib Keen, everyone, welcome to the show. This is Some Imperfections. I am Deese.
I'm Abby.
And I'm Sierra.
Thanks for coming around for another episode. Welcome to the show. We have a great one planned for you today. Guys, if you're new to the show, please go to Instagram, follow some.imperfections. And if you want to submit your questions or topics, you can do so there. The link is in the bio, also on our Facebook page and more. So jump on in, dive on in, listen to the past episodes. But if you have questions, topics, anything, we'll do it all. Hit us up anonymously. You can certainly tell us who you are in more detail if you want, but we just want to help you out, and it's all free.
Woo!
So that's right. Abby and Sierra, certified life coaches, and I like to party, so let's fucking do this shit. No, I don't party anymore. I party with the Lord.
I was not expecting
that.
Yeah, he gets down. I've read the Old Testament. It got crazy.
That'll either make our viewers go down or add some.
Be like, what?
Wait, what kind of podcast is this?
Listen, do you have a few minutes to spare for your Lord and Savior? Baphomet? Oh man. No, it's we've traversed all kinds of material, and we will continue to answer any questions you send us. Mm-hmm. And today's episode is going to be fun. We've got some good stuff to talk about, but before we get into that, how's everyone doing?
Good.
Yeah? So good. Yeah. Coming off of a little bit of a high right now.
Yeah,
a little blissed out from our masterclass.
That's right.
Recorded for free for everyone. It's the first time we have. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really good. It was about inner child. So.
Yeah, so for the listeners that may not know, Abby and Sierra run IM. It is a life coaching and more, among many other things. So you can go to imalliance.me to find out more information on that and check out their masterclass. What was this one? It was about inner child?
Yeah, we called it Nurture. It was inner child work. Yeah. We have two other ones. So this was a really good one. We wanted to gift the world for free because it was just such a good one.
That we can all take some time to connect with and mm-hmm. heal. So
and when's the next one?
Good
next
question.
Month sometime.
Next month.
We do like one a month. So
yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. But this one's live and free on IM on our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yep. Yeah, well, follow them on Facebook, all the good stuff, all the places, and check out that as well as the next one coming.
Yeah,
you can get in on that and find out how they can help you above and beyond this show. If you're in the area where we record the show, Spokane, Washington, they've got a physical brick and mortar location. You can go in. There's lots of classes and benefits that you can go to. Just go ahead and talk to them, see what they might be able to help you with or what you might be able to do in the space.
Yeah,
there's lots of options.
Definitely.
Lots. And we just made some big changes to the shop, so our whole front room now is open drop-in co-working. So if you work from home, freelance, if you're starting a new career, pivoting in any way, and need a space to work, we got you. So come check it out.
Yeah, that's good. Well, the class is good. Masterclass, good.
Yeah, it was so good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's always life-giving being able to connect with people live.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good audience.
That is good.
Yeah.
Being able to connect. I feel like some Americans we don't need to connect anymore, but some I think we
maybe connect them with other people.
I think we proved that the other day at the Capitol. Some Americans maybe don't need to connect. They're being disconnected.
Yeah, I was going to say they need to connect more.
Yeah, well, I think they're being forced to disconnect. Disjointed. Quite literally. The social media, people are getting cut off. Yeah. Trump's getting cut off from social media.
Yeah.
Man, we had what a crazy time. The parlor's out, all these crazy. Mm-hmm. The a lot of these people who were I saw a video today of some guy who was on they put him on no-fly list because they're considered domestic terrorists, right? This guy got like tackled by a bunch of police officers at an airport when he was trying to board, and he was on a no-fly list.
Maybe next time, don't swarm the Capitol.
Yeah.
Well, and the best part about it was in the video, you see him go. He goes, "Oh," he's like, "You're hurting me. You're hurting me." He's like, he goes, "You're treating me like a black person." And I go, "Well, at least you didn't use the N-word, I guess."
Jesus Christ.
That is disgusting.
Just the epitome of white privilege happens right in front of your eyes. It's quite interesting. Yeah, it's like, geez, this guy just doesn't get it.
No, obviously.
Obviously. Mm. No fly. He shouldn't be able to leave his house.
Yeah, they put these people on no-fly lists. You know, the ones they've tracked down that they haven't arrested yet. Mm-hmm. So they can't. Crazy times, guys. But we can help you out.
So that's why we're here. to bring some light and love. Because that is what this world needs more of.
Yeah. Man, no kidding. It's been it's wild. You know, I mean, this is the first show or second show we've recorded of? This is the first show of the year.
Happy New Year!
Wait, is it?
I think so.
Either way, that's so exciting. Happy New Year,
yeah,
guys.
Because 2 weeks ago was
it
December.
Was. You're right.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So, Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year, guys. I bet you guys thought 2021 was going to get better.
No, it is.
Yo, it is. I got high
it.
Hopes for 2021.
Yeah.
Yes.
2021, summer of fun.
You know what's funny is, like, I don't personally think 2020 was that bad. For me personally, like, mm-hmm. I get on the broader scale, some bad things happen.
Yeah.
But also, like, I just kind of float by. I'm like, mm-hmm. you know, that shit sucks. I don't want to deal with that shit. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. I was in between this is actually interesting considering a topic today, but I was in between a political debate between my cousin, who's very, very left wing, and my brother, who is very, very right wing. Mm-hmm. And I'm just kind of like talking. And my cousin goes, "You're very measured in this, like, not, you know, you're very measured, much more than me." So she's like a political science major. She's mm-hmm. brilliant, right? Mm-hmm. And especially in this forum. And I'm like, yeah, because I hate all of them. I'm like, I don't, mm-hmm. I'm not staunchly in either of you guys' corner. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't give a shit about, I don't like any of the politicians, you know?
Yeah.
I don't like Trump, and I don't think Biden's the answer. So I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. Like, I can talk shit about both of them. So,
majority of a lot of people, you just filled in the fit in the same shoes,
right? Yeah,
because a lot of people feel that way.
Yeah, I think they just don't, not as loud. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, we're all here. We made it. 2020 was all right in ways, and I think 2020 is going to be a good year if you can rise above the petty stuff that's happening.
Yeah, yeah. So. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We're here for it.
That's right.
And here for you.
That's right.
Are you just so cute over there?
Guys, I just told Decent Zero before the show, I'm always mad chilling when we record this.
She's like, all
I'm
cozy.
Like up, leg up, shoes off.
She's got a Snuggie on.
A onesie.
Yeah.
A face mask. Right. I can't even see right now. There's cucumbers on my eyes.
Whole cucumbers. Not even cut up. But just one whole cucumber.
One whole cucumber.
Over both of her eyes.
Obstructing my vision.
Oh, geez.
Oh, man. Speaking of cucumbers, what are you sipping on?
That transition.
Flawless.
Oh,
like
geez.
A pro. That's why you get the big bucks.
Well, I'm not drinking cucumber juice, I'll tell you that much.
Someone over there is.
Yeah, I got the Pepino.
Oh.
It's funny because Pepino was what my Tia used to call us.
Pepino. Oh my God, that's so cute.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. It's like, it just means like, because I don't think I don't know if it literally translates to cucumber, like little cucumber, I think is more.
Mm-hmm. Is what
Pepino
that
means.
Oh, I had no idea.
And that's what she would call
so
us.
So cute.
Yeah. But
I'm never going to call you anything else.
I'm drinking a
Pepino.
Blackberry cucumber LaCroix. not a sponsor of the show, but can be.
Can be.
If they want to be. I'll drink your free soda water. Although, you guys, screw toilet paper. There's a national shortage on my coffee colada soda waters. I'm very disappointed.
I'm sorry.
The supply chain has been broken. I was lied to, Donald Trump. The supply chain has been broken. LaCroix, I get it. You know, a little domestic terrorism breaks out and France just gives up. Typical.
Bye.
So yeah, I need a fix for that, but I'm good. So if anyone got a fix on that OG, that good coffee colada party, I forget what it's called. It's coffee and soda, soda water. It's like party colada machada.
If you can find that, because it's very clear what we're looking for.
Yeah.
Send it
on
way.
Over.
I'm really confused over here. So
the instructions were clear.
So.
Well, if you like the AHA, which I know you don't, they do make a coffee one, but it's a coffee black cherry.
I've had that. It's actually not bad. Mm-hmm. I don't not like AHA. I just, it's a little... It's not carbonated. It's not as carbonated as I would like it to be. They have got some great flavors. It's also a little more expensive. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm on an unemployed budget.
Aren't we all?
So, you know.
You should get a Soda Stream.
You know, I thought about that.
You should.
That's a good idea.
For the price, pay it off. You'll pay it off in like a month.
No, I probably would. Excuse me.
Speaking of carbonation, that's what happens to you.
I should just hook it up to the shower.
Maybe
you
need
less carbonation. Shower carbonated water.
Ow. Oh, why does that feel sharp?
It reminds me of, it's like what happens when you get into a hot tub and jump into the snow. Have you ever done that?
Yeah. Oh,
the sharp shooting daggers in your skin.
Yeah.
That's what I would think it would be like.
How do you get, if we were to get a Soda Stream, how does one procure natural essence?
Well, what, like coffee essence?
Well, this is like
or just any essence.
The flavor is only carbonated water and then naturally essenced. I need to know where to get naturally
essenced.
You just
need to put essential oils in it.
Yeah.
Can you drink essential oils?
Yes
you can. What? Only the Vitality from Young Living is the only one I would recommend. Because it's
ingesting.
What does it taste like? Is that a flavor or a brand?
Brand.
It tastes exactly like the thing.
Yep, because they are rigorous testing in all of that they do to provide the product.
Lemon, grapefruit.
Orange.
Do lime. They have Mure Pepino?
Lemongrass.
Do they have coffee, soda, colada, machada?
No, but we could experiment.
Cardamom, ginger, turmeric.
Yum.
All right.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll look into this Soda Stream.
Ingestible.
But like, what
It'd
about?
Be fun.
Don't I have to get carbonated, like your CO2 cartridges? I feel like I'm doing whippets or something.
I'm assuming, but I have no idea. But my friend, I have a friend that just got one. I could ask.
Yeah, I'll have to look into that. Yeah, I might have to. Maybe that's next. So, but anyway, I'm drinking LaCroix.
Yow.
That's what you're sipping on.
Uh-huh. New, exciting.
Yeah.
Something we don't always hear about. I'm just kidding.
Exciting and new.
I did just drink like the most amazing bone broth that Abby made.
Oh,
so good. So good. I mean, I'm still sipping on my Ningxia that I have every day, but yeah, that was bomb. What did you put in it that made it spicy?
Jalapenos and cayenne pepper.
You guys, if you never had bone broth, you gotta have bone broth. Like, it is so life-giving.
Uh-huh. It's seriously, your body just absorbs it like it's the most nutrient-dense substance ever ingest. I love it.
Yeah,
I love it in the mornings. I really do. You know who doesn't love it in the mornings or ever? Tori.
Wait, this is coming from your pickiest eating friend. I would have thought she would have loved bone broth.
Tori, what if we put it in a McDonald's cup?
Yeah. And or in a cup with like a little umbrella or something.
Oh man. She's going to hate me for
There's got to be like marshmallows or something we could throw in there for her.
Sick. No, she hates marshmallows.
Oh, jeez.
Really?
Oh, Pete. Yeah. Mm. Really?
Yep. I am a big fan of marshmallows.
Tori,
she
if you hear
not.
This, we got to talk.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
We got to have this conversation.
But that bone broth is
bomb.
Bomb.
Oh, it's so good. But right now I'm just drinking water. But before.
Yeah. I had a little sip of that too. Right before this and this morning for breakfast.
It's just so nutrient dense. Mm-hmm. So nutrient dense.
This one's a little spicy, guys.
Especially if people
Your
have
girl.
A hard time getting that stuff in there, you know.
Yeah, it's so good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. speaking of Tori, I've got another great segue.
Okay.
I think it's time our listeners know the origin story of the show name.
Oh, okay. My gosh.
Have we not told this?
No, I don't think we have.
We
you have to. I think it's time. It's a new year.
It's a new year.
New bones.
New bones. New tattoos.
Let's do it. Bring it up.
Okay.
Ba-dum-bum.
So, you guys have heard us talk about Tori a lot. Do you know her? I don't know.
A lot, she says.
A lot. She is, she says. Go over to my Instagram page and you'll find a plethora of pictures of us together.
She's basically amazing. Someone that looks like Abby's twin, but's blonde.
Aw, that's the biggest compliment ever.
Because they are darling. Darling.
Yeah, she's my homie. But anyway, right around the time where Sierra Deese and I decided we wanted to do this show, Tori took a trip to the dollar store. What she was getting there, not sure. But all I do know...
COVID.
Yeah, for real. So when you go to the dollar store, it's not like you're like in this big, long Winco checkout line where you're bagging all your own things. It's quick. Mm-hmm. Like, you're in and out of there. Right?
Very much so.
Okay.
Well, yeah, yes. It's like a shoebox.
You
don't,
so fast.
You, don't, like,
you usually go
around.
In there for like a
yeah.
specific thing.
No.
You're like, oh, I'll just go to the dollar store and grab
Who
a bag.
Who gets a cart?
Rather than spend $4 at Walmart.
Right. You're not like browsing around. You're like, I'll check out the electronics while I'm here.
I have browsed around the dollar store in my past.
What I'm saying.
We all have dark times in our history.
So her stuff gets rung up. She swipes her card. Think about how quick it is to put your chip in, take your card out. Pretty quick.
Unless you're at Safeway. It's in there forever.
Yeah. Well, we're not at Safeway.
I know.
We're at the dollar store. This woman, the cashier, looks at Tori's arm, who just got a tattoo. Says, oh, I like your tattoo. Tori says, jokingly, aw, that's nice. My mom doesn't. The lady goes... Quick, the lady goes, well, there are some imperfections, but I still like it.
Who says that to someone about their tattoo?
Something that's and on you forever. And how the heck?
You saw it for a second.
It is on the side of my arm.
You're getting judged by someone who works at the dollar store right now. Like, listen, lady, get a real job and we'll talk about your opinions and tattoos. Yeah. Sorry, it's not your third husband's name on your tit.
Oh, jeez. Every job matters. If you work at the dollar store,
Every
we love
job
you.
Matters.
And the dollar store is amazing.
Frequent shopper over here.
More of a Dollar General guy, but live your life.
Dollar General. Oh, jeez.
But anyway, Tori was such a champ. She, like, couldn't even get mad. She just laughed. And then she told us that story. We just died, and we were thinking about a name for the show, and it could not be more fitting. So here we are in all of our imperfection, showing up for you guys, and people are still kind of liking us.
Yeah. I love that story.
Tori, Tori. It's so fucking funny.
Well, there are some imperfections.
Honestly, guys, and if you see, like... Go to her Instagram page and look at her. She's a picture of her tattoo. It is like on, it is not.
It's in a very
in a
strange
spot
for someone to see it.
For someone to.
Because it's on the bottom of her arm.
Good thing, because there are some imperfections.
Yeah,
you
thing,
don't want to be invisible. You want to be right there where everyone can see it.
And that's how we were birthed.
That's how we were born.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tribute.
Shout out to Tori.
Shout out Tor.
Glad you didn't pay more for that tattoo. We never would have had a name for this show.
Some expensive imperfections.
Yeah. The other title was My Mom Doesn't Like It. We went with Some Imperfections, though.
So I hope you guys approve that yeah. we didn't
no,
go
the
with
other
the other
title
one.
Was, that'll be 847.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So thanks, Tori.
Yeah, thanks, Tori. Love you.
Yep.
Speaking of mom not approving.
Oh, my God. We're killing it.
Yeah.
Segways. Okay.
Sierra, do you want to? Can you get? Are you? How you? Can you turn?
Yep,
again?
I'm
okay,
good.
Good.
I'm good. I'm healing. My ribs are healing.
That's good.
If anybody wants to know,
still alive, still making it.
Yep. Oh, you guys, I like this one a lot, a lot, a lot. She says, "I." Okay, serious. I never feel good enough by my family. They're always telling me what I should do in life. What to wear, how much I need to stop being, quote, emotional or sensitive. I never feel good enough. How do I deal with that? I sit down and talk to them and say, if you want a relationship with me, then stop treating me like this. My sisters don't care how it makes me feel, and they keep doing it. I build up my wall, don't talk to them for a while. I see them again, and I knock down my wall because I miss the good old times, and my sisters think after two visits that we're friends again. They start putting me down, and, well, the wall goes back up. I tried cutting them out of my life, but then my mom says, you really need to make amends with your sisters, but I'm not doing anything wrong. Please help me with how I should respond, what to do. Well, I can probably say for all of us, we've been in a very similar situation. Maybe.
Yeah.
I know I have.
Yeah. Yeah. Before we get into the depth of the answer that you're probably looking for, more the answer you're probably looking for, I would say always, I caution everyone to always consider, like, I always say, like, what would the other person say if we ask them?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so consider that, you know, usually it's somewhere in the middle. There lies the truth somewhere, you know, there's kind of somewhere, so it's nebulous that way.
Mm-hmm.
But having said that, I definitely can relate to this topic quite a bit. And my answer might be more firm or harsh than Sierra and Abby's. But I've told many people this. Feel free to divorce your family. You're not stuck. You don't have to, like, be friends with your family. You don't even have to be close to them. You can. And if you can make it work, if you can be friends with them, if you can be cordial or loving or so wherever it lands, but don't feel like you have to put in this work to make a relationship with people if they don't care or aren't putting that work into, whether it's your family or anyone else. Like, but especially, I mean, as someone who has very little relationship with their family, I'm good. I'm fine. I'm pretty happy about it. I kind of figured out early and often it wasn't going to jive.
Mm-hmm.
And I just went my own way. And, it, you know, you find people who are your family and you can.
Abby's dying
choking.
Over
yeah,
here.
She's
choking.
She's
Are you okay?
Sorry. Yeah, I'm good.
You know, you're forced. It's like. It's like when you're a kid, magically your best friend is always, you know, the person who was the same size as you that lived three houses away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you just, so, you know, you're, but when you get older, you're like, I, I hate that person, actually. I don't like hanging out with that person, it turns out. We just lived on the same block, and I didn't have a driver's license, you know? You live in the same house with these people. Eventually, you don't live in that house, and you can go be friends with and make family with whoever you want to.
Mm-hmm. That was really beautiful.
You know, you're not bound just because you guys are blood to be friends. Some families are. Some mm-hmm. are nothing, and again, some fall everywhere in between. But I've told so many people: feel free to divorce your family, move on. If it's not, you know, why try to make it this relationship that isn't working, or if they're not putting any effort in,
mm-hmm. and a lot of pressure on you, it seems
very much so. Yeah, I would say too, like. The whole you have to make amends, and you know, like, do you want to, and how do you want to do this, and to not like obviously have any shame around what even got you here mm-hmm. with every person involved, but that the pressure's not all on you mm-hmm. you know, there's so many individuals in this scenario and in this story, and depending on how you were raised and maybe even a belief system or whatever that led to a point of you guys being so close and now maybe separated, you know, now it's just look at yourself and the life that you are living now and what you want out of it and just not feel the pressure.
Yeah. Yeah. And ask yourself those questions.
Mm-hmm.
Remove yourself for a second from the expectations of your mom, your sisters, your family. What the heck do you want? Like, mm-hmm. They don't call it, like, others finding you. They call it finding yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, whatever they want you to wear doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Whatever they want you to do, how to act, who to be friends with, doesn't matter. I think, yeah, removing yourself, even if you can't physically,
mm-hmm.
Just listening to yourself a little bit more. Valuing your own opinions and thoughts and all of this first.
Yeah, because if you're missing something, you know, miss the good old times. I mean, it just sounds like there's a lot that maybe needs to be shared, maybe opened up and talked about and put on the table. Because, I mean, I don't want to assume, but it just feels like maybe not everything's being said. Not all the feelings are being expressed, and maybe there's some fear there. Maybe some guilt, and maybe somebody, there's no ownership, and not from you necessarily, but from them. And to ask for that, like, you have that authority. Mm-hmm. If you want that kind of respect, I mean, I don't know your age or where you're at in the whole lineup of your siblings and everything. And it's not even that really matters, but if you live out on your own and you know, you want them to respect your life as much as you respect theirs, mm-hmm. that you can ask for that.
Yeah.
To respect you.
Yeah. Especially because the way this is phrased, it seems like that's what's lacking here is like
mm-hmm.
the ask or the expectation that you fix things and put mm-hmm. your feelings aside. Because mm-hmm. doesn't somewhere it says like, I've tried to voice this or...
Tried cutting down my life, then my mom mm-hmm. says mm-hmm.
that you really need to make amends.
Yeah.
Times,
yeah. And you're not, and yeah, and this also is kind of back to what Dee said too, like you don't have to do anything you don't want to do. And this can be mended or not, but it can be mended or not later also. Mm-hmm. This isn't something that if it doesn't feel like you urgently want to or have a need, then that's okay. Mm-hmm. And if it does hurt anyone else, you know, as long as they know too, and that you know that you're not doing it to hurt them. Mm-hmm. Like you're not trying to be friends with them to hurt them, but that it's hurt you somewhere down the road and yeah. that you are going through this, you know, whatever transition and growing and just life.
Yeah.
That they don't have to be a part of
mm-hmm.
necessarily.
Yeah, and whether they want to or not after you voice that.
Exactly.
Doesn't matter. Like, don't have that expectation either. Nope. Like, well, if I voice this, then mm-hmm. things will change and they will show up in a different way. Maybe they will.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they will not. And maybe the response you receive is rather poor.
Yeah, because this could be a battle of wits, right? This could be a I said, you said, she said, and nothing lines up. Mm-hmm. So it could be this very well, I don't know the word I'm looking for, but you could put together this conversation in your head however you...
Rehearse.
Yes, thank you. And so, again, that builds expectations. And you can have this conversation, and it can blow up in your face. Obviously, it could not, too. But to just live in a state of non-offense in something like this, if it's something that you want to pursue and confront them. But, yeah, you are saying you've done nothing wrong. And if they want to be a part of your life, and if your mom is hurt by the fact that it has separated her daughter, her siblings, her kids, I mean, then... You know, that's not on you. There's don't feel that. That's not you. That's not your pressure.
Mm-mm. Yeah. The thing that really, you know, and it'd be interesting to know this person's age. But the thing that really pisses me off about this and like kind of I see far too often is that at a certain point, like it's kind of the onus is kind of on the parents. Mm-hmm. I feel like when you have a child, like. At the end of the day, most parents are fucking idiots. this is why I'm for eugenics, and selective breeding, because like they just, you know, be aware of what, you know, for all the parents who are out there listening, like be aware of your kids' feelings. Talk to your kids. Like I know from someone who grew up this way and I've known far too many people that their parents just had no fucking clue. Mm. How like emotionally abusive and distant, like a check the fuck out that they were. Mm-hmm. And that is like that more than anything is like child abuse is that I would like, I would have rather had my parents beat the shit out of me because at least we would have been spending time together. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, like that emotional abuse, especially when you're a kid and don't know anything else, you don't have a safety net. You don't have the ability to move out, you know, at a certain age. You know, again, we don't know this author's age, but so, you know, young kids sound like it's been an ongoing problem for a while with them. Parents, check the fuck in with your kids. Like if you're going to be an absentee parent, don't have kids, you know, get involved with your children. And again, like if this is an ongoing problem, like you get to do you. And at a certain point, it's up to them if they want to get on board and be a part of your life or not. Don't let that hinder your life. Like you live your life and make it the best you can for them. If they miss out, that is totally on them. And you'll find people who will fill those voids and fill those spaces and are much more appreciative of your time and you and who you are. And why you are the way you are, and you won't have those obstacles. It shouldn't be that difficult to love someone, especially family, if that's supposed to be so special. And if it's that much of an issue, I'm all about like peace. Don't, you know, moving on. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, and it's, you know, again, without knowing the whole story and how it kind of got here for the author, even if there are some of these, like, maybe we could call them narcissistic behaviors of these expectations from these people in your life that put the pressure on you to make you feel like you've done something wrong.
And that for a majority have held authority over you.
Exactly. Exactly. That you have a really beautiful place right now to put yourself in. To do some reflecting of the kind of person that you are and who you want to be and how you can show them what compassion really looks like, how you can show them what real grace looks like, and that whatever it is that they disagree with or don't care for in the behaviors that you've been sharing that obviously they're against isn't about you. And by showing them in compassionate ways and in graceful ways can kind of turn it, can put the mirror on them. And yeah, and there's so much more that you can do without saying really anything, but just by showing them how much you still love them, but maybe just don't want nor need them in your life at this moment. And that's okay. That's totally okay.
Mm-hmm. And not to like ignore the elephant in the room here, it's not going to be fun or easy.
No.
Like, there's probably going to be so much hurt and disappointment and grief in this process. No matter what you decide to do, confront them, don't confront them, divorce them, don't divorce them. Like, something's got to happen. You can't keep living in this cycle. You know that. I mean, you wouldn't be submitting this if you wanted to.
Absolutely.
Just know there's going to be big emotions that come with all of this.
Yeah.
And that is normal. Okay. Feel them all. This is something a lot of people go through.
Mm-hmm. And really, in this reflecting of it all, in the reflection of it all, I mean, really sit down and like write it out. Write out what is bothering you, what is concerning you or not concerning you, or just get all the feels expressed, because it sounds like there's a lot of different parallels to this. Like, there's a lot of different
pieces.
Lots of different pieces that parallel one and the other. Mm-hmm. And that can get kind of gray. It can get mushy. Mm-hmm. And I think when you start to itemize, when you take inventory of those emotions, you can really see where they're coming from.
Yeah.
And that inventory isn't easily made, like Abby said. Like,
no.
When it comes up and you start realizing, like, of course you miss the good old days. Mm-hmm. Because that's when things were easy and fun. Mm-hmm. And as we all grow up and become adults and make different choices and different life behavior, all the things, it changes how we perceive life. And maybe there's some people on the other side of this that aren't really growing and are stuck, and you aren't. And so there's a lot that you can show them.
Amen.
What should I say?
Yeah. I mean, you know, don't, and again, I think this, for me, it extends beyond family, but again, don't feel like, sometimes people outgrow each other.
Yep.
You know?
And that's so okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
And beautiful in its own way, especially when it's family.
You know, it happens. There's a great scene at the end of, have you guys ever seen the movie The Curious Case of Benjamin Buttons?
Yes.
I love that movie. And there's a great scene at the end when he's kind of dying and looking back on his life. And it's just like he's telling the story. And he's like, never be afraid to pivot. Like, you're never too old to make a change. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think those, it goes on with that kind of same sentiment. But I think that's really great words that a lot of people need to take to heart. And, you know, for this or anything in life, essentially, it's never too late, or there's never an inability to make a change towards the positive, whatever that means for you in that situation. So think about what you do want this relationship to be, if you need it, if you want it, if it's worth it. If so, then, you know, find the ways to make that, or find the ways to just, you know, move forward and make yourself happy. You can make changes for yourself and your life. And yeah, like, you know, like Abby and Sarah were saying, there's going to be some emotions, there's going to be some pains along the way, growing pains and struggles with that. But, you know, that's what happens with change. But if you're moving in the right direction for yourself, in the end, those, you know, that metamorphosis is worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you find yourself having a hard time, like, going back and forth between what we were talking about earlier, like being fed up and missing the past, if you're having a hard time making that distinction and seeing your reality for what it is, I hate to offer this advice of like use comparison kind of as your superpower, but think about the relationships in your life outside of your family. Like, think about any relationship in your life that is wholesome and you feel seen and supported and loved fully as you are. Use that as your gauge. Like, when you're thinking about what you're wanting, or if you're questioning whether or not you're being treated how you deserve to be treated, like, think about the things that are really beautiful and great in your life.
That's a really great tool, actually, though. If you think about, like, letting your intuition guide.
Yeah.
If you're questioning, like, is this my intuition or is this my head, my mind?
My fear. My,
exactly.
Yeah.
So that is a really good point.
My doubt, my guilt.
To use that in comparison mm-hmm. as that tool.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Which in turn, now on the flip side of that too, that whatever they're feeling or however, like, I think there was a part, my sisters don't care how it makes me feel and they keep doing it. Well, mm-hmm. whatever it is that they're seeing, whatever that it is that they're, how they're reacting to you is because it's something that they don't see in themselves and it makes them mad. Mm-hmm. So this is a whole, people are put in our lives to either mirror or mimic, and it's really for them. However they're reacting has nothing to do with you mm-hmm. as much as it feels like it. Especially when it sounds like it's coming from more than one person, you know?
And as hurtful as it is, look at how beautiful already this awareness is heightening.
I just see this incredible, independent, confident person that's like, I don't want to hurt these people because I love them. You know, these are my family, what I've always known. You know, I see you. We see you. And now I think it's just you need to see yourself outside of them.
Mm-hmm. And keep showing up as that person. Sooner or later, it's going to be well received. Mm-hmm. By who? We don't know.
No. Nope.
It might not be your family.
Mm-hmm.
But the right people will.
Yeah, because don't let that stop you from showing up as fully as you want
ever
to be to anyone or anything in your life.
Yeah, you'll spend years, you know, unfortunately, and depending on how, you know, habitually negligent these parents are, you can spend years trying to appease or, you know, form a bond or do things that you don't think they would like. And at a certain point, you realize you haven't been doing what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you have to spend that time working on you and being happy for yourself and doing things you want to do. You know, sometimes it's just, you know, like I said, it's if you start doing you genuinely and truly the things you want to do and pursue, you just kind of attract the people who will make you happy and will lift mm-hmm. you up and be a good, solid, positive influence in your life. And that
mm-hmm.
may not be your family, and that's okay. At a certain mm-hmm. point, you're going to realize, you know, like I said earlier, you kind of get, as you get older, you get to choose who your family is.
Mm-hmm.
And it ends up being the people who are genuinely there and caring. You'll find those people. Sometimes they are real family, sometimes they're not, you know, and mm-hmm. that's really what matters is the people who are putting in the work also and wanting to be there with you.
Another tool, kind of off of what Abby said, is to go back to your values. I mean, when you can't like decipher, like, is this the right person that I want to say this to or the right scenario? And it's like, well, does this even align with me
mm-hmm.
and the things that I hold value in? And not, I mean, sure, if family is like your number one value, you know, that's one perspective. But if it's really,
but even break that down.
Exactly.
What is now that? It's connection, trust, mm-hmm. a support system, like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Family is just a word to describe. This
yeah.
web.
So it's just breaking it down. We call it the seven levels why. And it's, you just, why is family important? Well, it's important to me because of this. And why is that important to you? It's important to me because of this. And you get down to this very last little piece of your why,
mm-hmm.
and you find out it has actually nothing to do with these people.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to you because of fill in the blank. And then you find out, okay, it's not important for me to show up this way, the way that they want me to, because it does not align with that value.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to stray from yourself in this.
No.
Yeah.
That's
at all.
The last thing you want to do.
And that's kind of what I meant when, you know, you spend years trying to appease them and not do, you know, you're trying to be something that you are not or fit in a hole or some sort of slot that they feel you should be. And that's just not you,
mm-hmm.
It sounds like. And that's don't feel shame for that and don't hide that so you can be what they want you to be. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, why is it your responsibility to be what they want you to be
mm-hmm.
instead of them accepting you for what you are?
Yeah.
And what you want to be. and them trying to encourage that and be a part of it and, you know, assist in that somehow, you know.
And love you enough to let that change.
Exactly.
And be there as it does.
Exactly. And I hope you have a support system. Like, I hope you have some people in your life that you can, I don't know, talk about this outside of here in more detail. But, you know, whether it's friends, boyfriend, husband.
Your journal.
Your journal. But, yeah, I mean, definitely support in all the ways.
Yeah, I just, like, keep, I feel like I talk about this every single freaking episode. Make you the priority, like create this sacred safe space for yourself.
We should talk about that every episode.
Yeah, protect yourself. Like, because if that means removing yourself from your family, like, do whatever it takes to protect you.
Even if it's temporary, it doesn't mean that this is forever.
And soon you're going to, like, build up this strength and this confidence and courage to show up exactly as you are, no matter who you're in front of, and without any expectation of how it's received.
Yep. You'll do it so much more effortlessly.
Yeah. And that is so empowering, being able to do so. And I would argue that it is so much, like, more well received. Like, people bow down to that.
When they see you step into that light of yourself.
Yeah. Don't, like,
own that,
they
for sure
can sense that, oh, I have no power over this. Like, I can't change.
Because they see the conviction.
Yeah.
They see in your
walk
eye
in it.
Yes. Yeah. And it's not owning it with pride, it's not being boastful or whatever about
it's
it
knowing.
It's just a knowing, and that's the part of the showing I was saying, of like, you can show up in that light, and it encourages them and inspires them. I mean, you're healing in this, because there will be, no matter what, and it might not have anything to do with what you might even be thinking of right now is going to heal them. They'll see it
at any distance.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah. Or you guys just have a big boxing match every year on Christmas.
Get some boxing gloves.
Yeah, get some boxing gloves. MMA gloves, something, little 3 ounces at least, so you don't break some knuckles.
But I think in that, like, I think in the writing down and the reflecting and all of that is what you're going, you will find the answer of what to
you're
do.
You're already started.
Exactly. Like, there's no, we can't just give, like, there's no answer. You're going to figure it out, though. It's happening right now. It's unfolding for you right now. So just trust it. As hard as it is, just trust it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's a hard situation. Like I said, I just, you know, with parents, that's just, I see it far too often, just negligent parents that don't just have no, you know, don't take an interest. Like, why did you even have kids? What are you, you know, that's to me, this crazy form of, like, child abuse that doesn't even get talked about or brought up. You know, I don't have any kids, and I, buddy of mine years ago, he's like, oh, you know, that's selfish of you. It's selfish of you to not have kids. And I'm like, in the evening, and we were getting drunk at a brewery. And I'm like, no, do you know what's selfish? It's like, you have kids and you're here getting drunk with me. That's selfish, because they'd probably love to spend time with you. If I had kids and didn't spend time with them, that's selfish. Not having them and not spending time with kids I don't have is not selfish. No. Understanding I just want to live my life is fine. But if you have them, man, you gotta commit. You got to do it. Have an open dialogue. The onus should not be on kids so much. Especially consider, I mean, I say kid, I don't know how old this person is, but the child, it's, you know, they, you know, approaching your parents in any conversation that way is hard. It really, you know, the parents should have some, you know, enough emotional quotient to be able to have conversations with their kids. Like, check in regularly with your kids, even if you don't think anything's wrong.
Especially if you've been there.
Right.
Like, look at you. You're trying to figure this out right now in real time as you, while your parents have maybe gone through something. They've at least grown up.
Yeah.
Yep. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's some life experience there that could be huge cause for connection.
And that could be shared and treated individually to each child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that's the whole part of Abby and I've said before, where or just today in our masterclass about how, you know, our parents, our mothers will never love us as much as we want them to, or in the way that we want them to, because they're going through their own shit.
Yeah,
so
your mothers love you? God, humble brag, guys.
And, and that's just it. Like, they will never love you enough. They will never love you enough. And when we learn, like, oh, yeah, they're a person, too.
They're healing, too.
They're going through their things, too. Mm-hmm. Now it's not even about them. So you can eliminate, you can eliminate so much of the things by just
so much of the victimness.
Yeah. And I do want to touch on something that we completely did not even really talk about. You do not need to stop being emotional and sensitive. Like, I can't believe we did not even start with this, because your emotions and your sensitivity is so much of what makes you you.
Yeah, and a superpower.
It is. It is. As you are called sensitive more and more and more, just own it more and more and more.
Yeah.
If it makes you cry terribly,
it's nothing to be ashamed of.
No. And that, and like I said, whatever it is that they're saying about you that comes off really negative is something that they wish they probably had in themselves. Mm-hmm. And it's always a mirror. If you could put the mirror up on them instead of on you, it has nothing to do with you.
Yeah. You're tuned in. You're picking up on things. That sensitivity is reading the situation and what's happening. And the other end of that doesn't want to admit it.
Yeah. And the part, and I never feel good enough. And yeah, that their reaction to those emotions and your sensitivity, again, have nothing to do with you. You are more than enough. Mm-hmm. And beautiful and all of those things. And yeah,
never try to squash that.
No.
Ever.
So in dealing with that is just, again, showing compassion. Like, I'm sorry that you believe I'm too much of this, but that is who I am.
Yeah. And there's power in softness.
There is. We need more of it. I'm just saying that.
Mm-hmm.
We do. Well, what a beautiful submission. Thank you for such detail.
I want to hug you.
I want to hug you, and I want to know more about these details.
Yeah. As always, guys, if you submitted and we answer your question, feel free to follow up. We're always happy to anything you want us to expound on or any follow-up questions.
Yeah.
You know, let us know what your submission was, and we can definitely touch on it again, or you know, dig in a little more
personally or anonymously.
Yeah. And yeah. Abby and I have, like, we have calls and stuff that we can schedule with you on our website. So if you do want to dig deeper and be more one-on-one about this, you can always schedule that.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So, let's see, where are we at? We're pushing an hour here. Want to get into something else there? We call it, can I call it good, or you got something else that you want to talk about?
Just super quick.
Yeah.
Let's talk about love.
I was just going to say, it kind of rolls into love.
It does. Where, I mean, Sierra and I are fresh on this topic because we just had our inner child class, but, and for everybody who's like, okay, I always hear this buzzword, like our inner child, but I don't know what it is and I don't connect with it. It's just like, all of your earliest experiences that taught you how to receive love,
good and
how
bad.
To give love, yeah, how to really just how to like get attention, what was safe for us, how we ended up doing it, whether it was like exceeding in something or rebelling. It's just all of those super, super early memories and experiences that shape that. So. Connecting with that and questioning now, even our listener who submitted this last question, think back to when, like, your earliest memory, when and how were you taught it was okay to fill in the blank? Like, when were you taught how it was acceptable to show up in a family setting, or how it was acceptable or not acceptable to show emotion? Like, at some point you were taught you were told you were too sensitive.
Yep.
I guarantee it wasn't when you were 20.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Yeah, and what made you too da-da-da-da-da? Mm-hmm. You know, because it's not that it's too much, but what made you such an emotional, you know, introspective, potentially, person? And was it because you felt this, that, and the other about your siblings, or that your parents made you feel this way or isolated you in this way? Mm-hmm. Again, back to they never love us the way that we want them to, because they just clearly don't know.
Yeah, and it seems like how you learned how to receive love and who you are mm-hmm. not jiving right now.
Nope.
And that's where this like discrepancy of your family not accepting you mm-hmm. and wanting you to show up in a different way, probably in the way they taught you.
Mm-hmm.
That's where like the tension is happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was
so
good.
I guess in short, mm-hmm. this issue that's arising now probably started way, way earlier. Mm-hmm. So maybe it would be a kind of profound exercise to really do, like, think back to when you learned what love was and when you learned how to give that and how to receive that and what that looked like in your life, and reflect on it.
Yeah. And by taking inventory of those times, like writing down, like, I remember when, like, be detailed and get really vulnerable with yourself, mm-hmm. because it can feel scary to mm-hmm. open up those wounds, because you might not even remember them until just now,
mm-hmm.
and thinking back that far, like, yeah, it can go in so many different directions, but to really write them out.
Yeah I agree.
And you can use that same comparison tool I was talking about earlier for this. Like, maybe you have a really beautiful relationship outside of your family where you do feel loved and you feel it's safe to express love in mm-hmm. all of its forms.
Mm-hmm.
Use that.
Mm-hmm.
Write about it. Mm-hmm. Like, define it. What does love, unconditional love, look like?
Without expectations. Mm-hmm. Because this whole, I mean, yeah, comparing it is a great tool.
Mm-hmm.
And that if you compare it to the love that you aren't receiving from your mother, or you are aren't receiving from your siblings, that there really is no, don't have any expectations in it just because of who they are.
Mm-hmm.
So my mother should love me more than this person. So how come I'm not receiving this from my mother?
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, if we divorce ourselves from our family, we can look at that really openly
mm-hmm.
and really treat them as a complete individual.
Mm-hmm. And see where their condition lies.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. All right.
So good.
Yeah. Well, good luck.
We love you. We do.
The good news is there's no family holidays coming up soon. You just passed all those. You got through the hard time. So you don't have to readdress it for a couple months.
Yeah, let us. I want to know more. We always want to know more detail, mm-hmm. the whole scenario.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Because we could talk about it forever. I mean, all of these.
Amen.
Oh boy.
We do. It's our job.
It is.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, I think we good for today.
Yeah.
You guys good?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for submitting that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Whoever. That was amazing.
Yeah. And as Sierra said, definitely follow up if you
Please.
Would like to, or any other questions. As for our listeners, again, go to Facebook.com/some.imperfections or some.imperfections on Instagram. Follow us on all the social media. Subscribe to the show on Spotify. You can also find it at deescomedy.com and iamalliance.me.
Mm-hmm.
Check out iamalliance.me for much more than the podcasts, coaching, the master classes, everything that Sierra and Abby do. There's a bunch of stuff that you can get involved in, whether you're in Spokane, where we record the show, or out of the area. You can still get a lot of help from them.
Lots
and
of great resources.
This show.
Yeah.
So.
Awesome.
All right.
We need like a bell. We need like a we're done.
I'll put it in post. There it was. All right. Well, for some imperfections, I'm Adise.
I'm Abby.
I'm Sierra.
All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. And we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Mwah.
Yeah.